Good morning. The time is 1:55 a.m. Clear. Temperature 72 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KC1SDV connected.
Welcome to the W1HDN repeater system.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5. 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly marking on that tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Mostly clear. Temperature 71 degrees.
Go for a walk shortly, get some work to top, and we'll see what we do this afternoon, run some errands and so on. W1 SVQ signing off.
This is W1HDM repeated.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Sun temperature 69 degrees.
KC2JRQ listening.
W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7:55 a.m. Temperature 72 degrees.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
I'm
KC2EFR listening. This is KC2EFR in New York via Echo Link. Trying to test out my Echo Link station. This is KC2EFR, New York City, listening on Echo Link.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
NZ2K, I'm just wondering how well you're hearing me into the repeater. I moved my antenna a little bit, and there are some good spots and some bad spots, but hopefully you're hearing me. My name is Paul, QTH in Hillsdale, New Jersey. I got the repeater pretty strong. It's about 20 over S9 here, so I'm hoping it's in a good spot. N2YYC, NZ2K, back to you, and can I have your name?
Name is Howard in Wantagh, Long Island. And you're making the repeater a little bit of noise, but you're definitely making it. What part of New Jersey is that?
Okay, Howard, very good. Well, that's right. If I have a little noise, I could probably make it a little better, but I don't really want to move the antenna. My QTH is Hillsdale. I'm up here by the Pearl River, New York area, not too far from that, probably within 5 miles of it anyway, and right at the end of the Garden State Parkway up here. And you sound good.
I'm hearing good. The repeater's doing a good job here. Eventually I'll get a better antenna up and I think things will work a lot better. Back to you from NZ2K.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it turned out to be a nice weekend. I think best weather of the summer.
Okay, very good. I kind of wonder if the rain's done. I was surprised this morning. We got some rain here. It was really amazing that we got the rain. But anyway, went to story. I had about a 20-minute rainstorm here, and that was about it, and it cleared off, and it was a little bit of thunder and lightning, too. I guess we're pretty much clean until the end of the week or something like that, Friday or Saturday. Anyway, what are you going to do? I guess, you know, we've had a couple good weekends in a row without crazy weather. We were getting big rainstorms for quite some time. The only other thing to worry about is what might become Hurricane Lee if where it's going to end up. It might go up into the Fish Maritime area, or it might hit the Carolinas and come up the coast. Who knows? But that's still 10 days away. Back to you from NZ2K. Hopefully you're off today and just driving from point A to point B.
Into YYC. Yeah, I'm off every day. I'm retired. Actually, heading down my boat to get out of the water for the day.
Roger, do you, NYYC, NZ2K, do you do fishing or just go out and just take in the water, salt water, I guess you're down there? Go out and spend some time out there. I don't know, what type of boat do you have?
I'm on the south shore one. I have a 34-foot thread. And
congratulations on retirement. I'm still trying to foot the bill to see if that's something I want to do. And obviously it probably is, but at what point in time do I want to get off the craziness? I've got a lot of home projects to do, things like that. So right at that age where it's probably time to start thinking about it anyway. But, that's great. Yeah, I recently put the repeater in my radio up here, which I think I got to get sent out and maybe repaired. And the one in the truck I have, I put it in, and really the computer sounds good here on both radios. It comes in pretty good. Like I said, I can move my temporary antenna a little bit one way or another and maybe get it a little better, you know, better signal into the repeater, but it works in the directions I want it to, so I think we'll just leave well enough alone. But anyway, that's good. How long do you go out for usually on boat? Do you spend the whole day there, or just a couple hours, or what?
Yes, yeah, usually go out for the day and some overnights during the summer. Did a couple of trips this summer. And, how far are you from the Hudson River?
In probably about 6 miles, maybe. I think it's probably about 6 miles, I think. Yeah, I think by here.
Okay, I've done, not this year, but in the past, I've done some trips to Boston.
think it's cold up into that area.
Not too far from the Avastroia, yeah, but that's the bulk of the area.
Okay, yeah, you probably get up towards Piermont. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's
not too far away. Piermont, you know, Tappan Zee Bridge. Oh, Piermont's before the Tappan Zee Bridge, or Mario Cuomo Bridge, or whatever it's called. Not too far from there. We go out there, we don't want to go out to the piers out there, there's a lot of people. Places to go, you know, especially off season a little bit, you know. Right now it's probably jam-packed crowded, but there's always the prolific fisher guys that are out there, and I guess you can launch boats in that area. It's amazing. You know, in Westchester, the other side, Rockland side stuff, you know, and by the
2 OCB mobile test.
Good morning. The time is 10:55 a.m. Mostly sunny. Temperature 83 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.